Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh God, we thank you on tonight, God. We thank you, 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 Lord. God, we cannot thank you enough for any and everything, Lord God, that you're doing for us, God. We can't thank you enough, Father God, for being everything that you are to us, Father God. And we want to tell you on tonight, Father God, that you are more than enough, Father God. And we just want to tell you that we are grateful to you, Lord God. We open up our hearts to you on tonight, God. We open up our minds to you, Father God. We open up to you, Lord God, all of us, Lord God, that you can have room to take up residence, God, that you can dwell on it inside of us, Father God, because we are your temple, Lord God, and we want you to continue, Father God, to come inside, Lord God, and have your way, God. God, we just want to say thank you on tonight, Father God, for coming inside of us and having your way, God, purging out everything that's not like you, Lord God, that we may be pleasing in your sight, God, washing us and purifying us, God. God, removing any and everything, Lord God, that keeps us from being, Father God, pleasing in your sight. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord God, so that when we are coming into your presence, Lord God, that we are able, Lord God, to enter into that safe and sacred place in you, God, where we know nothing else can dwell there, Lord. God, we bless you on tonight. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. And we want you to know, Lord God, that we want you, Lord God, to be right here where we are, Lord God. We want you to outpour your spirit. We want you, Lord God, to fill us with the more of you, God. Give us the more of you, God, as we give you all of us, Lord God, because we belong to you anyway, Father God. So we present ourselves to you, God, as a living sacrifice, God, that we may be holy and acceptable to you, Father God. We present ourselves to you, God, that you may use us, God, as you see fit, Father God, freely and willingly, Father God, because we just want to serve you, God. We want to hear good and well done, my faithful servant, God. We don't come to you asking of anything, God, but just giving you thanks and praise and making ourselves available to you, God, just as you have done for us, Lord God. You are so faithful to us, God. You are so dependable, God, and we know that we can always count on you, Lord God. You're never too busy for us, God, and neither are you far away, Father God, because we know that you hear our cries, and when we cry out, you answer. And we thank you on today because we can trust you, God, to answer our calls, Lord God, no matter the time, the day, or the hour, Lord God. You are there, Lord God, and you show up right on time, God. We bless you. 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 We bless you, God. God, how great you are. You truly are one of a kind. There is none that is like you, Lord God. We want to tell you thank you on tonight, God, because we shall serve no foreign God. We know that you are the one and only true living God. We know that you are real, Lord God. We know that you are active and you are moving, Lord God. And nobody else can persuade us differently, Father God. We have already been convinced, God. And we thank you for allowing us to see your goodness. We thank you, Father God, for the experience, God. We thank you for your truth that's making us free so that we see, God, there is only one you, God, and you is who we choose to serve, Lord God. God, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. And we give you all the glory, praise, and all the honor, Lord God. We give you credit when credit is due, Father God, because we know it's nothing and nobody else but you, Father God. We acknowledge you in that on today, Father God. There is no other God but you, God. There is nobody like you, Lord God. Nobody else can touch our hearts like you do, God. Nobody else come and see about us like you, God. Nobody else provides for us like you do, God. Nobody else give us the peace like you do, God. Nobody else gives us the joy like you do, God. Nobody else sustains us and keeps us like you do, God. There is only one you, God. God, there may be people who acknowledge other gods, but they don't answer like you answer. They don't come like you come, Father God. They can do nothing, God. They're not even real, God. We lift you up on today, Father God, and glorify your name, Father God. We give you all the praise and all the honor, Lord God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. Oh, God, how great you are. You truly are amazing to us, God. We want to tell you, Father God, that we are in awe of you, God. You are profound, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for your profoundness, Lord God. We lift you up, God. We lift you up. We lift you up, God. Oh, God, you are glorious. You are amazing, Father God. And you are the one who holds our power in your hand, God. You are the one that sits high and looks low, God. You are the one that orchestrated our preordained and predestined some things for our lives. We want to say thank you for the story. Lord, that was already preordained and predestined for us, God. What you already wrote out for us, Lord God, giving us an expected end. Giving us an expected end, Lord God. And in the end, Lord God, victory already belongs to us. And we want to say thank you on today. We thank you right now, Father God, that victory belongs to us and we have an expected end, Lord God. So that we know, Lord God, it does not matter what the current situation or circumstance looks like, Father God. We know it's not really what it pertains to be, Father God. So, God, I ask on tonight, Lord God, you continue to give your people the strength to press. They will continue, Lord God, to have the willingness to keep going forward, Father God, and fighting for themselves, God. God, we stand in the gap for your people on tonight, Father God, and we lay them at your feet, Father God. But, Lord God, we will keep in mind, God, that we have to seek out our own salvation, Father God. But we bring your people before you on tonight, Father God, because we know, God, that you have no delight in your people perishing, Lord God, because we, Father God, don't want to see anybody, Father God, not get what you got in store from, Lord God. So we stand the gap on tonight, Father God, today, Father God, will have a heart to choose, God, to allow you to complete the work that you have begun. They will have a heart to choose to really allow you, Father God, to work in them and work some things out of them, Father God, that they may be able to be all that you have already called them to be on today, God. They will choose to say yes and bow down, Father God. They will choose, Lord God, to submit and surrender to your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, God, because you do know what's best for us, Lord God. You know it's better than we know ourselves, God. You numb the very heads on our head, God. So touch your people on today, God. They will simply just trust you and then believe, God, that you are able, God, because we know, God, that your arms are not short, neither are they slack, Lord God. You can do it too, above all we can ask, think, or even imagine, God. So it does not matter, Lord God, what the matter may be, God, or whatever challenge that we may be challenged with, God. We know it's nothing but a small matter to you, Father God. Your word said it's less than nothing, Father God. It don't even exist, Father God. So we know we don't have to exalt that thing, Father God, or allow that thing to overcome us or overtake us, God, when we are the ones that you gave power and authority to, Father God, that we can pull down every stronghold, Father God, that we can tread over the heads of scorpions and the snakes, Lord God. You told us, Father God, it's power in the words that we speak, so we can declare and decree some things, Father God. That we can denounce some things on today, Father God. We can bind up and loose some things, God. So touch your people on today, Father God. And let them not continue to stay in a place of being stuck. Let them not continue, Father God, to just let themselves just slip away, Father God. And die a death that you never intended for them to die, Father God, because you gave us Jesus, that we may live life and have it more abundant, Father God. So on tonight, Father God, I'm asking that your people will pick themselves up, Father God, and begin again. They will start again, Father God, because you give us that brand new grace and new mercy each and every day that we don't deserve, and neither do we have earned it, Father God. But you give it to us freely, Father God, because you know, Lord God, that we won't always get it right, Father God, and that's why you gave us Jesus, because you knew these things would be a challenging the struggle for us, Father God. He came to intercede for us, Lord God, on our behalf, Father God, that we will be able, Lord God, to keep going and keep pressing and not allow these things to put us in a place, Father God, of sadness and loneliness, Father God, and lost hope and thinking and believing, Father God, that we can't get through it when we know that we can, God, because your word says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, Lord God. God, touch your people on today, Father God, and let them not let them give up, Lord God, and want to just let go. Let them not, Father God, want to just halt in the midst of all the work and the progress, Lord God, and just simply choose to give, to begin again, and choose to, Father God, willingly allow you to give them what it is that they need, God, because we don't know what it is that we need, God, but you do, Father God. So touch your people today. They will have a heart open to willingly allow you to enter in, and they will ask you, God, to enter in, because we know, God, that you are not a God that will force your way in. You are a gentleman, God, but you will stand in there and ask, Lord God. You will knock at the door, Father God. You are so patient with us, God. But let your people, Father God, not take that patience for granted, Father God. Let them not sit and continue to dwindle, Lord God. And continue, Father God, to teeter-totter back and forth, but just simply choose, God. Choose, Lord God, which way they will go today, Father God. Choose, Lord God, whom they will serve. Choose, God, to walk a path of righteousness on today, God, to be holy. Father God, to walk circumspect, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to choose to keep their hands clean, God. Oh, God, tonight we surrender all to you, Father God. We give ourselves to you on today, Father God, that you may continue to do what you do best, Lord God. Complete the work that you have begun in us, God. Continue, Lord God, to work some things out in us on today, Father God, that we can't work these things out on our own, God, but we trust you with us, Lord God.
because your word says you made us fearfully and wonderfully made, Father God. So that lets us know, Father God, you won't do anything to harm us or hurt us, God, but you want to make us what you want us to be, Father God. Return us back to our original state and give which is good on today, Lord God. God, you want to continue to give us the more, Father God, but we have to give you some things, God. Be willing to sacrifice some things unto you, Father God, and not be so resistant, Father God. Not be so self-willed, Father God. So touch your people on today, Father God, and may your people continue to choose to be willing, God, and obedient to your word, your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan today, Father God. God, I'm asking that you would silence the noise in the minds of your people. Silence the noise in the ears. Silence the noise in the hearts of your people, Lord God, and remove all the clutter, Father God. May they, Father God, pour out, Father God. Empty themselves, Lord God. Even allow you to detach some things, Lord God. Anything that would keep them, Father God, from continuing to go forward in you on today, God, and progress and mature, God. Oh God, I'm asking on tonight that you continue, Lord God, to let your words make us free. Let your word enlighten and edify us, Father God. And may we have a heart that's willingly open, oh God, to receive your word, your truth, Father God, that it can give us some light and we can be enlightened and we can see just a little bit more quickly, Lord God. When we can fill us off our eyes on tonight, Father God, even the more that we can see just a little bit farther on tonight, God. Uncork our ears, oh God, that we can hear you just a little bit more, Father God. Oh God, on tonight, regulate the minds of your people, Lord God. And let's be transformed and renewed in our minds, God, as we hear your word, God, and take it in, Lord God. Let us not reject that word on tonight, God. But let us, Father God, take it in, Lord God, and let it go down on the inside of us and take root, Father God, that we will have some stability on tonight, God. God, I pray the strength of your people on today, Father God. They will find the strength within as they lean on you, God, to be everything that they need you to be, Father God. They will just continue to press on tonight, Lord God. Oh God, we want to say a thank you on tonight for giving us the strength to press. Not just, Father God, to continue with you, Father God, but to stick with it on tonight, Father God, and keep going, Father God, because we know there's so much more in store, Father God. We don't want you to do it without us, God. Lord, we don't want to be left behind, Father God, and we definitely, Father God, don't want to fall short, God, and not be pleasing in your sight, God. So, Father God, we ask for tonight that you continue to order our steps in your word, God. God, continue to let our words, Father God, and our mouth be acceptable in your sight on today, Father God. Let our thoughts be pleasing unto you, God, and even our ways and actions and loving one another, Father God, let it be just as you desire for it to be, God. God, not our will, but yours, God, because we want to hear the word done by faithful servant, God. We want to know, Lord God, that we are doing the things the way that you desire for us to do, Father God. So on tonight, Father God, we present ourselves before you that you may continue to cleanse us and wash us, Lord God. Continue, Father God, to make us over, God, into the design that you want us to be, Lord God. And we just want to take a thank you, Father God, for what you have already begun, Father God, for the work that you have already done, for the purging and cleansing and washing that you have already done, Father God. And thank you, Lord God, that it sticks, Lord God, and it's not temporary, Lord God. Oh, God, touch your people on today. They may know that you are not a temporary God. When you do things, it's done permanently, Father God. That it will not wash away, and you leave no particles and no residue, God. So, God, I'm asking that you will see about your people on tonight, God. You know what every individual needs, God. Every person that we called out by name to you, we stand in the gap. Every prayer that's on the prayer wall, God, and even the prayers on the altar box, Lord God. Even those things, Lord God, inside their hearts, Lord God, that have not been spoken. The people that you have put in our space, God, and we don't know them by name. We lifting all these things up to you, Father God, because we know that you can handle it, God. We know that you can take care of it, God. And we trust you, Lord God, and we believe, God, that you are able. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you are about to do in our lives, Father God. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight, Lord God. God, I'm asking that your people will continue, Lord God, to come back to you, Father God. They will, Father God, come and ask you, Lord God, what they do to be saved, God. That your people, Father God, will not continue to run away, but run towards you, Lord God, because you have not rejected them, but them have rejected you. You have not separated your love from them, but they have separated their love from you, God. God, I'm asking that you remove that lie from the minds and hearts of your people on today, the thoughts of your people, Father God, that have called them to think and believe, Father God, that you don't want them anymore, Father God. They have put themselves in a place of such condemnation, Father God, that they are in such darkness and they cannot see the light, God. But we know that you are the light in the dark place, God. So I'm asking, God, tonight that you will shine the light that your people may be able to see out of that dark space and dark place that they have put their own selves in, Lord God. God, we know that you are able and you are capable, God. We know, Lord God, that you can be that light because you are the one, Lord God, that gives the sun the light, the moon, and the stars the light, Father God. You are the light, God. So, God, tonight, show your people the way that they may, Father God, find their way back to you, Father God. God, you said you'd give us a way of escape, God. So, God, I'm asking that they will see the door that you have opened for them, Lord God, to escape out of that place of darkness, God, that you do not desire for them to be in, Lord God. Oh God, I'm asking that you would do it on tonight, Father God. They may find their freedom, find their peace, find their joy and their hope again in you, Lord God. And in every area of their life, Lord God. Oh God, we love you and we appreciate you so much, God. We just thank you. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for everything that you have already done for us, Lord God, especially giving us your son, Jesus, God, that we may be free, God, that we may be able to continue to follow that light, Lord God. And we just bless you on tonight, God. We give you all the glory, Lord God, all the praise and all the honor, Lord. And we pray and ask these things, Father God, in your son, Jesus' name. Amen.